right, welcome back to the Chad AC Show. News Talk 790 KFYO. Joining us on the phones right now, Lieutenant Governor of the state of Texas, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. Governor, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Chad. How about you?
Doing well. Appreciate you coming on today. I know we're scheduled to visit about the border surge that is going on right now. Tell us where we're at with the deployment and so far how it's gone.
Well, Chad, it's going well. We've deployed our state police, the DPS. They're doing a very, very good job, and we don't have the full deployment, but we're very close to the full deployment of our Texas National Guard, and they're doing extremely well. We've seen in the sector that we've been concentrating on first, the Rio Grande Valley sector, which has most of the criminal activity. We've seen a drop in illegal immigration of some 65%. Ultimately, my hope is that we can expand this whole effort and cover the border between Brownsville and El Paso and shut down not just illegal immigration, but drugs and human trafficking and people coming across that border that just scare you and scare me.
About how much of the border, because when national media talks about this, I think just about when every media outlet talks about this, they call it the border surge, that the Texas border is being secured right now. But about how much of the border is actually being seeing this surge from the National Guard?
Well, the primary area where most of the cartels are operating, and that's in the Rio Grande Valley, and that represents some 120, 150 miles. But as I said, my hope is that as soon as we can get this whole sector shut down as much as humanly possible, that we're able to expand it and go east towards Brownsville and west all the way out to El Paso. And part of that's going to be with air surveillance. Part of that's going to be with people on the ground.
Visiting with Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst about the current border surge that is going on right now. When taking a look at this, it sounds like it's going to be a long-term project for the state of Texas and something that the state of Texas is going to have to commit for a while now in terms of enforcing what's happening at the border. How long of a project do you think this will be? And again, at some point, people already have talked about the financial cost of this, but at what point do the financial costs start to be a burden on the state?
Well, let me answer that question first and then go to the other part. First of all, Chad, and I know you agree with me in the concept, what's the price of keeping Texans safe? Well, there is no price. At the end of the day, keep in mind that beginning in 2008 and I think that's the year. Beginning in 2008, people that were not legal here in the United States committed in Texas over 600,000 crimes, including over 3,000 murders. So again, what's the price on keeping Texans safe? To me, I break this into two parts into my mind. I'm not talking about immigration policy. I'm talking about law enforcement. I'm talking about securing the border to protect our fellow Texans. And to do that, we're spending right now, with a surge of our state police and our National Guard, some approximately $18 million a month. Now, that's a lot of money. But again, we've seen way too many crimes committed by people that cross our borders, not only from the north, but principally from the south. And I'm concerned about securing our borders south and north at the end of the day. But our goal from day one has been to show the federal government, and hopefully to shame them, into them taking over this job. We don't want, as a state, to do this forever. It is not our responsibility. But when the federal government, and I believe this very deeply, when the federal government fails to perform one of their constitutional duties of securing our sovereign borders, then I believe the state, in this case the state of Texas, has the right, Chad, but also the obligation to step in and perform that duty independent of the federal government. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Have there been any discussions or any other discussions from state government to the federal government about taking this project over?
Almost every day I'm talking to different members of Congress on just this issue. You've got to step up. This is, we're showing you how to secure the border. The Border Patrol, and they're fine men and women in the Border Patrol, but they're outmanned and outgunned. At the end of the day, but it's a federal responsibility. That's why we want the federal government to step up and do their constitutional duty, secure our sovereign borders, and keep the people of this country safe. Right now, we have a very severe law enforcement threat to the safety of the people of Texas by people crossing that border. We know from the Border Patrol, who tells us that a large percentage of the people crossing the border, the southern border, have criminal records. We know for a fact that people that are, as I said just a moment ago, that are here, that are not legal in Texas, have been charged with over 600,000 crimes in total. Now, that's a shocking number.
Visiting with Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, if the U.S. doesn't take, the federal government doesn't take this over, how long in your mind can the state continue to afford at $18 million a month? That's a lot of money, as you said.
Sure, you bet.
And I understand the argument, okay, is, you know, we have to protect the state. I get that argument. But at what point do we start looking around and going, this is costing a little bit more than what we thought it was going to?
Well, we knew what the costs were going in. We need to do everything we can, and every one of your listeners needs to put as much pressure on their congressman, on Washington, for Washington to do the right thing. And Washington has an obligation, again. If you take a look at some of the letters from Jefferson and Madison, you can see where they were coming from in not only protecting the sovereignty and to protect the United States, but also to protect our sovereign borders. And the federal government needs to step in and pick this up. The problem is, as I said just a moment ago, they're undermanned and they're undergunned. They've increased the Border Patrol from 19,000 officers to about 21,000 officers. Well, that's about a little more, tiny bit more than half of the number of authorized police officers in New York City. New York City has almost twice as many officers as the Border Patrol. And the Border Patrol has responsibility for a 2,000-mile southern border, 4,000-mile northern border. But don't forget, a 1,500-mile border between Canada and Alaska, all of Puerto Rico, and over 300 ports of entry. We need to double their size, if not triple, secure our border. We're showing people how to do it in Texas.
Visiting with Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. Two more questions, if I can get them in the time that we have. Has there been any more talks back and forth between Texas government and the Mexican government? I know that there was a little bit of back and forth there a few weeks ago.
Well, we reached out. I reached out. Governor Perry has reached out. Both of us have made independent overtures to Mexico. I did respond on 9/11 when President Peña of Mexico issued a statement calling that what we were doing on the border with the Border Patrol was a political stunt.
Right.
Well, that's nonsense. Right. I started in 2007 appropriating money for the border, and over the last 8 years...
Governor?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your time. We got to get going. That's the hard time break there. Appreciate you giving us an update.
All right. All the best.